Good morning, everyone. It's Linda here again, and you're listening to Learning English Through Music. A little bit colder than before lately. Guess that's the very last breath of the dying winter. Anyway, wear more and stay warm. With me here today is still our Norwegian singer, Egil Olsen. Can't seem to get enough of his warm voice. That's one of the reasons why I chose his singles, Toilet and Tomorrow, as the background music here to share with you. No more need to be said. If you don't like the scene you're in, if you are unhappy, if you are lonely, if you don't feel that things are happening, you need a moment to listen to music like this.
When I was a little boy, let me tell you what I used to do. I used to flush myself down the toilet whenever I was being a fool. I think I ought to do it again. I never meant to scare you, Karen. I think I ought to do it again. Whenever I was mad at my brother because he was better than me, I used to go tell our mother that he was being mean to me. But I would never do that again. It's not the way to treat a brother slash friend. I would never do that again. 'Cause I just locked the door and pulled the chain, flushed my evil spirits down the drain. All my inner demons drift away. As time goes on, I know garbage will afloat, but I just keep on going, though I should take it slow. I had better do it again. I haven't been myself since God knows when. I had better do it again. Oh, I never meant to scare you.
Welcome back. Egil says whenever he was being a fool, he used to flush himself down the toilet. But you can always dig a hole and crawl into it whenever you get caught doing something stupid. Now lyrics time. My explaining might be very useless to some of you, but please, just humor me for once. Number one, when I was a little boy, let me tell you what I used to do. I used to flush myself down the toilet. Please pay attention to the phrase used to do or used to be here. If something used to happen, it happened regularly or all the time in the past, but does not happen now. Its negative form is usen't. For example, I used to sleep in English class when I was in junior high school. We used to be good friends, but fell apart about a year ago. The word flush here, if you flush a toilet or if it flushes itself, you make water go through it to clean it. You can also refer to becoming red in the face. For example, water flushed through the pipes. She began to flush with excitement. Number two, I just locked the door and pulled the chain, flushed my evil spirits down the drain. Here, spirit, used as a countable noun, has the same meaning as the word soul does. For example, although she's dead, I can feel her spirit with me. Spirits with the letter S in it can refer to the way someone feels at a particular time. For example, if they're cheerful or sad, we can say they're in good or low spirits. Drain refers to the pipe that carries water or waste liquids away. For example, the drains were blocked and the streets were full of water. Drained, stemmed from the word drain, refers to being very tired and without energy. For example, Steve felt so drained he could hardly make it to the car. Number three, all my inner demons drift away. A demon is a cruel, wicked, and inhuman person. A demon for work is someone who's good at work or someone who works like a workaholic. A speed demon is a person who drives very fast despite of all the traffic rules. Drift here refers to a force that moves something along. Drifter, stemmed from the word drift, is a wanderer who has no established residence or visible means of support. Number four, as time goes on, I know the garbage will afloat. Afloat, meaning being aimlessly drifting or floating, can be used as an adverb and an adjective. For example, please just satisfy our curiosity about how ants cooperate to stay afloat. That's all I have here today. Remember, you learn to swim by swimming. You learn to dance by dancing. You learn to drive by driving. So you can only learn to speak English by speaking. Good luck with everything. I'm Linda, and bye for now. And that's good enough. And that's good to know. It's good to live like there's tomorrow. Take it easy. Take a break. Staring at the sea.